and I'm the host of the show. And this show always consists of two different parts. And the second part of the broadcast is a shamanic ritual, in which you are very much invited to share in the energy. And we consider this energy very beneficial in getting in touch with this deep inner peace within yourself. Very helpful in letting go of all turmoil, anxiety, anger, fear, sadness and other negative patterns in which you might be locked up. So we consider this very helpful. And this ritual is always structured in such a way that you as a participant do not really have to do much. The best thing you can do during the ritual is just lie down or sit down, close your eyes. You know, don't start doing other things because then of course you miss the point. And you will see that this ritual will slowly take you to this place within yourself without much effort on your side. The energy is such that it will draw you towards this state. And the only thing you have to do is to participate and not to be very busy with what you think about it or compare it or what you feel about it or experience of it. But just try to be open and flow with the ritual. And you will see it will take you to this place. And this place is, as a matter of fact, just where you are. It's what you are on a deeper level. And it's always there. This peace is always there. The only thing is, everything else appears within this peace. And when it appears within this peace, it draws our attention. And then you get into it with your attention. And then you forget about the peace. The peace is just out of sight. But it's always there. Right now, in this moment, if you would observe, you can clearly see that you just exist, which is a very peaceful, open state. And within this existence, you know, thought arises, feelings arise, dreams arise. And they all capture your attention. And they all draw you along in their little story. And then their little story becomes your little story. And you start to act and react from that story. And I think that's how you co-create your version of the reality. You don't change reality as such so much, but you interpret it in a certain way. So it looks for you in a certain way. And you, as I said before, you will react from that viewpoint. And so, when I get involved into an angry thought, I will be angry. And I will look at the world with angry eyes. I will, you know, everything in the world will be treated from that point of view. And, well, when I approach you with an angry attitude, you might react to that, and that acknowledges my anger. So, very easily we forget that this whole little story that's, you know, evolving within us, as a matter of fact, just arises within this peace which we are. So you don't have to do anything about the story. You don't have to solve the story. The only thing you have to do is let go of the story. And you do that by withdrawing your attention from all these things. Don't think about it. Don't have any opinion about it. But withdraw your attention from it to a thing that is wide open. As a matter of fact, to a higher perspective. Because all these things arise within this openness. So this openness, you could say, is a bigger field. So what you do in all these traditions is shifting your attention from the content of your consciousness to consciousness itself. And as I said, consciousness itself is very quiet, open, stable, harmonious. And it's always there. Always. The only thing is you have to give attention to it. And as I said, this ritual is very beneficial because energetically it will draw you out of your turmoil. That's also why it doesn't always sound harmonious. Because, well, your turmoil is not harmonious. And I have to get you out there. Yeah, so, and usually you hear that reflected on the sounds that I make. Yeah, it's not that I make them consciously, but it's an expression of what's happening in energy. But just about always, You will end up in a very peaceful state. Once you're out of the turmoil, yeah, this other state of openness starts to unfold. And that's very pleasant, very peaceful, very harmonious, very stable. And it's always there.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
And another thing I would like to talk a little bit about today is 2012. You know, it's funny. For all these years, we've been reading about it, hearing about it, you know, and now it's almost there. And there are so many theories and ideas about what it's all about, what's going to happen. And as a matter of fact, that just makes clear that nobody really knows. But what you can clearly observe is that in this time frame, things are changing very rapidly, very rapidly. And you can see that in the social fabric of the world, which is slowly unraveling, and all the things we thought that were our right and that were our basis start to fall away. And just think about your house, your income. And when that falls away, you know, through sort of mega change in economy, in weather, in social fabric, and in just about anything you can think of nowadays. And that, of course, will generate a lot of anxiety within you. A lot of fear, anger, frustration maybe. And I think it's very beneficial when things inside and outside are changing that rapidly, is that you find a position within your life in which you can be in a stable, peaceful, and harmonious state, in which you can deal with the things. As I said before, you know, if you lose the way somewhere in the woods, and you start running around in order to get out, you can only watch the floor right before your feet, otherwise you fall. If you stand still, you can have a look around and see where you have to go. So that's the thing, you should be in a position that you are not so involved in these little stories, involved in this drama, because then you will look from the drama and you will interpretate everything from the drama and approach everything from this inner drama. Yeah, so the more you're in an open and peaceful state, I think the better you can deal with things. You'll deal better with your factual circumstances, finding a job, a house, whatever you need, and dealing with your inner demons, so to speak. Because when you get caught up in fear, when you lose your job, which is, you know, it's understandable, don't get me wrong, you know, you're double bad off. First of all, you lost your job, which creates a lot of practical difficulties. And besides that, you feel very bad. So I think, well, the feeling bad part is what you can do something about. And then you, if you manage to do that, and you don't have to be smiling and happy, no, the only thing is don't get involved into all these negative thought trains, feeling trains. Because when you're caught up in that, you will look from that, and you will react from that, and you will look at the world like that. And it will acknowledge, of course, your point of view, and in that way you get easily carried away from, well, this inner peace that you were. So I think, you know, this is really a time that you should find this place within yourself. That you find a place in which you can be, yeah, open and flexible. You're able to move with the circumstances, because life circumstances are changing rapidly now. And that won't slow down. You know? The first coming years, I think that will just speed up. Yeah, so you have to find a place in which you can deal with that. And I think that place is right here inside of you. It's not far away, but it's something you fail to give attention. So I would advise to you, give it attention now, and you will see that you're much more balanced. much more happy. And also, and that's very important to see, like, I know when you're depressed, you only see one way, and that's the way to the hell. Yeah, but that doesn't mean there are other ways. The only thing is you're not open to other ways. So if you can let go of that, you'll see that there's plenty of opportunity or different possibilities, at least. But first, you couldn't see them because you were so focused on your own involvement with yourself and your depression. So it's, you know, you see this pattern back in all the things. The more you give attention to yourself, to what you think about it, what you feel about it, what your opinion is about it, the less you can see of what's there. So the less possibilities you see because you're fixated on yourself. So I think, you know, for the coming years, and yeah, as I said, nobody knows what's coming. But it's clearly that it's a major change outside and inside of us. And that you have to find this footing, otherwise you will get washed away by the external and internal waves. Because, you know, that it's clearly still speeding up. So my advice to you is find this footing. And once you have this footing, you know, you can deal with it. And we hope this show and the meditations are helpful for you in this process. As also, we are going to start a daily show very soon. And it's especially meant for, you know, I know maybe you listen to the show every week, but 10 minutes later you forgot all about it. And we found out your repeatance is so important. Because if you keep repeating it, you will see that it will become part of your life. And especially with these meditations, I have really much experience in this field with a lot of people. If you do it on a regular basis, you will see that this peaceful quality of the meditation will much easier be in your life, also in your daily life. And it's much easier to react from that and to relate back to that. So slowly, slowly, by developing that, you can see that this other thing will carry you through life. And your life will still be with ups and downs. And with, you know, with phases in which everything seems to go smooth. And phases in which things don't go smooth. Because that's life. Yeah. You cannot change that. The only thing you can change is your attitude towards it. And our experience is, the more open your attitude, the more life can be as it is, the more you can see its beauty, and the more you stay in harmony. Because when you take one side of it, you always get the other side with it. So, in the end, you will end up with a lot of turmoil, and a lot of anxiety. So that's the purpose of the show, and also what I said, what I think about this whole 2012 thing. You know, nobody knows what's going to come. I don't know either. You know. But we even don't know whether something is going to go. In that sense, a big event or something. But you can clearly see everything is changing. And I think it's essential that you find a new position within that. I think this whole 2012 thing is about that. Is about you finding a new position in your life. Not about different dimensions and UFOs and I don't know what else you could involve. But it's about you in your daily life, because that's your life. It's not this UFO thing, whether it's true or not, it's not important, but it's definitely not part of your daily life. And I think the change will be in your daily life. You can see that now with the economy and people losing their jobs, their houses, well, everything connected to that. So the change will be in your daily life. Yeah. So my advice to you is try to be peaceful within your daily life. And as I said, the more you bring this quality in your daily life, the more this quality will carry your daily life. So that's the idea of this show and of this ritual and about all the other things we do. And, well, I hope you find it beneficial. And, well, I hope you're listening again next week. And I hope you enjoy the ritual. Have a good week.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.
Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.